Will.
Yes, sir.
The Big Dubs?
Yeah, there we go. That'll work.
The Big W. Mm-hmm. Will. Will or the Big Dubs. Yeah. Now, what's your last name?
Amacher.
So German.
German, absolutely.
Amacher. Of course, yeah. We're in Wisconsin.
Indeed.
Why would I expect anything other than a German name? You're from?
I'm originally from West Bend.
From West Bend,
yeah, okay. But I've been in, I've lived in Oshkosh for the past 7 years.
What got you to Oshkosh?
When I was picking schools, it was between a few of them, UWM, and I had a lot of family up in Oshkosh, so I thought,
why not go to school?
You know, why not give it a whirl?
And, it's nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Stayed up there. And
well, what are you doing here in Wisconsin? In Milwaukee, not in Wisconsin. What are you doing here in Milwaukee?
Well, the
tell
bar.
Tell the truth now.
Yeah, there we go. The bar that I run, the Calhoun Beach Club.
Right.
I, you know, like I said, I just got the managing job there a few months ago, and I wanted to do. I just, you know, was kind of just brainstorming a bunch of different fun ideas, and I'd always wanted to do a toga party.
Ah.
And when I realized that my friend Dan Schaefer, our managing editor,
let's say his name one more time,
Dan Schaefer. You know, I remember. Dan worked with a gentleman who had acted in the film Animal House, so I figured I'd touch base with that gentleman, and here we sit.
And I am that gentleman. So
indeed.
You came here specifically for me to sign
some DVDs.
Some DVDs.
Yeah, I just figured you know, it'd be kind of a cool addition to the, you know, the bash that I'm planning at the end of June, early July. I'm
so you're going to give these away, or they're going to be like door prizes, or
yeah,
a raffle?
Yeah, it'll be like
or...
I'm planning on having like a maybe like a toga contest.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I judged.
Get thematic with it a little bit.
A toga contest up in Oshkosh at Molly Maguire. Is it a Molly Bar called Molly
Maguire? Yeah, Molly Maguire's, yeah.
I think I judged a toga party up there. I know there were a lot of people in togas.
I believe that.
And there were some people who were falling out of their togas.
Yeah. Which will happen.
Yeah, which will happen. It's part of the reason for giving a toga party.
Mm-hmm.
So you want me to sign these? And I do a lot of signing, and sometimes for charity.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes for money.
Yep.
And occasionally for a bar.
There we go.
Because we're in Wisconsin.
Yeah, indeed.
And bars are close to it. Well, no, they're not close to it. A friend of mine, Lewis Black, you know Lewis Black? He says the people in Wisconsin think they have a federal grant for drinking.
Yep.
Because they take their drinking seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want me to put? Just my name and the character name? Or is that a pledge pin? Or you're worthless
that,
and weak?
I tell you what, is that a pledge pin? That's a hilarious quote.
Okay.
That's one of the better ones.
You don't want to...
Yeah, if you want to sign it as, you know, yourself, you know, Mr. Metcalf, it's up to you.
Well, I'll sign...
Allow me.
I'll sign my name, and then I'll put Douglas C. Niedermeyer underneath.
There you go.
So you're a younger person.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is about that movie that it's still as attractive to me? I mean, it still gets people going crazy.
You know,
I watched it a week ago in a room full of people, and they all 12-year-old kids like
it. It's just one of those timeless comedies. You know what I mean? Where, like you just said, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, 12 or 30 or 40. Chances are you can probably relate to some extent with, you know, college life. And whether you're on, you know, the jerk side, the jerk fraternity side, or the
just in the movie. Yeah. What? You know,
you did a great job of acting.
You know. Oh, you think? Now, see, everybody misunderstands that movie. You know, in 2004, both John Kerry and George Bush were running against each other for president, and it's set on separate occasions. Each of them said that Animal House was their favorite movie of all time. It's always made me wonder which fraternity George Bush thought he was a member of. And which one he'd like us to think he was a member of.
So, yeah, I think it's just, you know, everything from, memorable characters to, you know, some of the better one-liners in comedy history to potentially one of the better soundtracks, too, I think, of any, at least my personal favorites.
Right.
I was actually listening to Sam Cooke yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's Landis. John Landis has a great ear for R&B and the blues and stuff like that. I mean, witness the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, it has a universal appeal, obviously, or it wouldn't be one of the 100 movies that represents America at its best.
Yep.
Or on the AFI 100 Top Comedies, or George Bush and John Kerry's favorite movie. It wouldn't be all of that. But it's... I just always wonder... what it is, what the appeal is. I think it's two things. I think the writing is really spectacularly accurate, well-observed. And then the casting that John Landis did, where he cast people who were not famous people.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost all actors. Belushi had a little bit of fame from Saturday Night Live.
Donald Sutherland was maybe like
the big star. Mm-hmm. Right. He was, and you know, Sutherland, the two highest paid creatures in the movie, Sutherland and my horse.
That's hilarious.
My horse made more than I did.
Did the horse do its own stunts in the Dean's office?
The horse did the stunt. It rolled over on his back and put his feet up in the air.
And I got to say, I mean, although most of your claim to fame is Animal House, I thought you were great in One Crazy Summer, too.
That's another movie that when I run into people, they say, that's my favorite movie of all time. That's
a good
one.
That is a really, really good flick.
I have to admit that I kind of worry about those people because I don't think it's as good a movie. But it is good. It's funny.
I mean,
and I had a great time making it.
I can't say the Academy was knocking down doors, but I found it to be extremely, extremely entertaining.
Yeah. No, it's good. John Cusack, Demi Moore. Yeah, no, I've been, I think, lucky in my career, as it were, as an actor, where I've done Animal House 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I did Seinfeld. I did
One
Crazy Summer. Seinfeld. I played the maestro in Seinfeld. And I did Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Mm-hmm. I played the master in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which no one recognizes me for, thank goodness, but a certain generation of people. But Animal House is the one that seems to cross over. And it will probably outlive me. I'll stick my hand up through the dirt like Carrie with a copy of the DVD signed in it after I've been buried.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm grateful that you want to do these. I hope how are you going to get rid of it? How are you going to get rid of these? Just throw them into the crowd?
Oh, no. I plan on, I plan on doing, and this will obviously be part of the promotion, the signed copies and whatnot, but I plan on, just having a big bash and then do sort of like a subjective, between the bar staff, have us vote on, who we think is the top three, right. You know what I mean? Whoever comes in with the most gusto. Right. I was actually thinking about, I thought it'd be pretty funny to do the Belushi style with mustard all over my chest. Thought that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, you could do Belushi.
I could probably rock that.
I warn you, you may have already tried this probably, don't try to do the beer can crushing on your forehead.
Oh, no, I won't.
Yeah, okay, good. Because that was a trick beer can.
I honestly think I probably have the noggin for that type of stunt, but maybe. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah,
I value those brain cells I have.
Yeah, that's right. You don't
need to waste it on silly beer can tricks.
Don't throw beer bottles around because all those are made out of sugar glass.
Yep.
And make sure. In the movie, every bottle that was thrown in that movie was thrown by John Landis, the director.
That's awesome.
That was part of his contract.
Sweet.
That he got to throw all the bottles.
One thing,
and he got to throw the golf ball, bounce the golf ball off my head.
That's, oh my God. That's so great.
About 12 or 15 times. Well, I know this is all the money you make, and you're going to make so much money from people coming to this thing.
Hoping so.
If it occurs to the owner to donate a percentage of it to a charity, I'll applaud you even more.
Hey, I would have no problem doing that, donating myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Absolutely. Yeah.
There's the Alzheimer's Association, which I'm a champion of.
All right.
And Leukemia and Lymphoma, I also do a lot of work for. So if it occurs to anyone,
mm-hmm.
I'm not making a requirement. I'm happy to sign anything for anybody. I've signed body parts even.
Hmm.
Still attached.
Can you sign my neck?
Sure. Sure, I could write a novel on your neck.
It's a large expanse.
Right. That's right. And it's red.
I actually got a novel started on this side, so if you'd just maybe work on the other side.
I'll start the other side. I'll write the end of the novel.
Yeah, maybe we'll see if we can't donate to both charities.
Sure. See what. Bring it up. Mention it to the boss.
Absolutely.
Right. And have a good time. Now, when is the...
So we're aiming for June 29th, right. And probably extending an invite to our managing editor here to throw in his dough gun come up.
What's the name of the bar?
It's the Calhoun Beach Club.
The Calhoun Beach Club.
In Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on being the manager.
Thank you.
And be nice to your servers.
They
deserve it.
Yep.
They take a real beating. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.
Yep.
Really appreciate it.
You
Thanks
too.
For having me.
Yeah.